Introduction to Ethics. Ethics, often referred to as moral philosophy, is the systematic study of morality, focusing on the concepts of right and wrong behavior. It is a multifaceted field that seeks to understand the principles that govern human conduct and the nature of moral judgments. The study of ethics can be categorized into three primary branches: normative ethics, applied ethics, and meta-ethics. Normative ethics. Normative ethics is concerned with establishing general moral principles that dictate how individuals ought to act. This branch of ethics seeks to answer fundamental questions such as, what should I do? And what is the right action in this situation? Various normative theories have emerged over time, each offering different perspectives on moral reasoning. Key theories in normative ethics. 1. Consequentialism. This theory posits that the moral value of an action is determined by its outcomes or consequences. The most well-known form of consequentialism is utilitarianism, which advocates for actions that maximize overall happiness or well-being. 2. Deontology. In contrast to consequentialism, deontological ethics emphasizes the importance of following moral rules or duties irrespective of the consequences. Immanuel Kant is a key figure in this tradition, arguing that actions must adhere to universal moral laws derived from reason. According to Kantian ethics, certain actions are inherently right or wrong based on their adherence to these duties, such as telling the truth or keeping promises. 3. Virtue ethics. This approach focuses on the character of the moral agent rather than specific actions. Virtue ethics emphasizes the development of good character traits or virtues, such as courage, temperance, and wisdom. Aristotle is often regarded as a foundational figure in virtue ethics, suggesting that living a virtuous life leads to human flourishing. Applied ethics. Applied ethics involves examining specific ethical issues and dilemmas in various contexts, utilizing the principles established by normative ethics. It applies ethical theories to real-world situations, addressing questions related to areas such as medical practices, environmental concerns, business conduct, and social justice. Areas of focus in applied ethics. 1. Medical ethics. This area explores ethical dilemmas arising in healthcare settings, such as issues surrounding euthanasia, informed consent, and patient autonomy. 2. Business ethics. Business ethics examines moral issues in commercial contexts, including corporate governance, employee rights, and consumer protection. It addresses questions about ethical decision-making in business practices and corporate social responsibility. 3. Environmental ethics. This field investigates the moral relationship between humans and the environment. It raises questions about our responsibilities toward non-human entities and future generations, advocating for sustainable practices and ecological preservation. 4. Bioethics. The subset of applied ethics, bioethics deals with ethical issues related to biological research and medical advancements. Topics include genetic engineering, cloning, and reproductive technologies. Metaethics. Metaethics delves into the nature of morality itself rather than describing specific actions or evaluating concrete solutions. It addresses fundamental questions about moral language, the existence of moral facts, and how we come to know moral truths. Key questions in metaethics. 1. What are moral facts? Metaethical inquiry examines whether there are objective moral truths that exist independently of human beliefs or cultural practices. 2. Meaning of moral language. Metaethics also investigates what we mean when we use moral terms such as good, bad, right, and wrong. This includes examining whether these terms refer to objective properties or are merely expressions of emotional responses. 3. Moral epistemology. This aspect focuses on how we acquire knowledge about moral values and principles. It questions whether moral knowledge is similar to scientific knowledge or if it arises from different sources such as intuition or cultural norms. Historical development of ethics. The study of ethics can be traced back to ancient civilizations where moral codes emerged from customs and societal norms. Over time, ethical thought evolved through various philosophical contributions, leading to the establishment of systematic ethical theories. The historical development of ethics can be categorized into several key periods: ancient, medieval, and contemporary. Each period brought unique perspectives and frameworks for understanding moral principles influenced by cultural, religious, and philosophical contexts. Ancient philosophical contributions. Socrates emphasized the importance of self-knowledge and virtue. He introduced the Socratic method, a form of cooperative argumentative dialogue that sought to uncover underlying beliefs and definitions of virtues such as justice and pity. Plato, a student of Socrates, explored ethical concepts in works like The Republic, where he proposed the theory of forms, suggesting that abstract ideals, example justice, exist independently of their manifestation in the physical world. He argued that knowledge of these ideals is essential for achieving a just society. Aristotle, a student of Plato, contributed significantly to ethics through his concept of virtue ethics. He emphasized character development and the importance of rationality in ethical decision-making. Medieval contributions. During the medieval period, ethical thought was heavily influenced by religious teachings, particularly within Christianity and Islam. 1. Saint Augustine integrated Platonic philosophy with Christian doctrine, emphasizing divine command as the basis for morality. He argued that true happiness is found in God and that human beings must align their will with divine law to achieve moral goodness. 2. Saint Thomas Aquinas synthesized Aristotelian ethics with Christian theology in his work Summa Theologica. He developed natural law theory, positing that moral principles are derived from human nature and reason. According to Aquinas, actions are right if they align with human purpose and promote the common good. This period also saw the emergence of Islamic ethics through scholars like Al-Farabi and Al-Ghazali, who contributed to discussions on morality grounded in Islamic teachings. Contemporary ethical discussions. In contemporary discourse, ethical considerations continue to evolve with societal changes. 1. Technological advancements. Issues surrounding artificial intelligence, data privacy, and bioengineering pose new ethical challenges. 2. Globalization. Ethical considerations regarding cultural diversity and global justice have gained prominence. 3. Environmental concerns. The urgency of climate change has led to increased focus on sustainability and intergenerational justice. Conclusion. Ethics remains a vital field of study that informs personal decision-making and societal norms. By examining normative theories, applied context, and meta-ethical inquiries, we can better understand the complexities surrounding morality. As society grapples with new challenges, ethical frameworks provide essential guidance for navigating dilemmas in an increasingly interconnected world. Through rigorous exploration of these themes, we can aspire towards a more just and equitable society grounded in sound ethical principles.